It was a poor marriage for the King of France. This lady, dont le nom est Anski, being endowed with neither worldly goods, nor powerful family connections, nor beauty, nor even youth, since she was 7 years older than the king. But she had a sweet nature and regal manner, as even the most disagreeable of her subjects were obliged to admit when they knew her. Above all, she was very healthy. When Stanislas received a letter asking for her hand, he could not believe his luck. He rushed to his daughter's room, crying, "Kneel, kneel, and give thanks to God Almighty! What has happened? Are you going back as king to Poland? Far better than that. You are going as queen to France." As soon as she arrived at Versailles, the king fell in love with her and fell into bed with her. On their wedding night, he gave her proof of his love 7 times. The courtiers were delighted, and Maréchal de Villars said that none of his cadets could have done better. 9 months later, she produced twin daughters, Madame Première and Madame Henriette. By the time the king was 27, they had 10 children, of whom 6 daughters and a son reached maturity. He thought and continually said that his wife was the most beautiful woman at Versailles, and for years this marriage went very well. That is to say, Marie Leszczynski might have played the part of mistress as well as that of wife, if she had had more character. Louis XV was a man of habit, a faithful man at heart, so shy, too, that he found it very difficult to make advances to any woman. He disliked new faces, and beautiful faces intimidated him. His little love affairs with girls of easy virtue, found for him by his valets, meant nothing at all to him, and his family meant a great deal. Unfortunately, the queen, though a good woman, was dowdy and a bore. She was incapable of forming a society that would attract a gay young husband, and she surrounded herself with the dullest, stuffiest element at the court. After the birth of her children, she settled comfortably and rather selfishly into middle age. She made no effort to remain attractive to her young husband, to share his interests, or to entertain his friends. Fashion and fun meant nothing to her, and any excuse was good enough to keep the king out of her bed. As she was extremely pious, he had never been allowed there on days of the major saints. By degrees, the saints for whom he was excluded became more numerous and less important. Finally, he was kept out by one so utterly unknown that he flew into a temper. He told Lebel, the palace concierge, to bring him a woman. Lebel went off and found a pretty housemaid, and the result was d'Origny le Dauphin, who became an art dealer of some distinction.